Led Zeppelin, All of My Love, here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us. And I'm Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan.
And we're here talking with some ladies who are interested in educating our veterans. We have Suzanne Ramirez and Ashley Smith with us today. And what would be a typical course study for, I imagine they're really kind of all over the gamut. Tyndall's a big base, a lot of people out there, but what are most of, is there subject matter that most of your veterans out there are interested in?
I would say at Embry-Riddle, our aeronautics degree, mm-hmm. our aviation-based degree, obviously being on the Air Force Base.
Yeah, that would kind of fit in, wouldn't
yes.
it?
Yes, and one that we're seeing an uptick on is our logistics and supply chain mm-hmm. management program as well. We're just seeing those coming out of the military wanting to get more in that space, as mm-hmm. well as project management. That seems to be a popular one. Also one that interests a lot of our veterans and military are unmanned system application, mm-hmm. which we actually have a partnership with Gulf Coast State College here locally for that.
I'm aware of that. I work on that sometimes, so I'm very aware of that.
Right. So we just see a lot of them wanting to stay in that space when they get out of the military and maybe want some more formal education. Maybe they've already actually done a lot of that while they were in the military, but now they want to get some more of that formal education with a university.
And Suzanne, what do you see from the Gulf Coast side on that? What are people doing?
So Gulf Coast's main objective to helping out at Tyndall is to provide what's called general GEM courses, general education courses for military. So if they're pursuing their Community College of the Air Force degree, they still need their gen eds, their mm-hmm. English, math, speech, science. So that's one of the prominent things that we do out there. But there's a lot of specialized programs at Gulf Coast as well that they can get into. We work with Embry-Riddle. We have a UVS program as well. Mm-hmm. We have a large uptake for the veteran component pursuing either fire, EMT, or some of the other police type programs that we've got.
The stuff we do up at North Bay,
absolutely.
The North Bay campus, yes.
Yep, up at the North Bay. And then some folks may not even be aware, but we have an accelerated nursing program out at Gulf Franklin. And they actually do those courses Friday, Saturday, Sunday, evening courses that they can accommodate. And a lot of students may not be aware of that unique program that we have out at Gulf Franklin.
Oh, wow. So one more time, you guys are going to be available. You guys, I'm looking at the two of you. You guys are going to be available on base for next week.
Yes, sir.
Is that Monday
through Friday, we will be at the Base Exchange. Troy, Embry-Riddle, and Gulf Coast State College will be out there. They can come by if they've got questions, if they're interested in education. But more importantly, to let everybody know, our Tyndall Education Center did not blow away in the storm. We're back together. They can come out there and see us for testing. They can come out there and see us if they are ready to go back to school. We're there to provide them with every educational need, just as we would at main campus.
So information and guidance is all going to be available.
Absolutely.
And the how would they get hold of you if they want to look up either website how would they do this electronically?
So for Gulf Coast, if they go to gulfcoast.edu/veterans, it'll take them to directly to our page with all of our information.
Mm-hmm. And ours is ERAU for Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University .edu/Tyndall. And you can go right on there. Also, our contact number is 283-4557.
Excellent.
And for Gulf Coast, it is 913-2910.
Okay. Thank you guys very much for coming in today. Hang around, because on our last breaks, I'm going to get you to talk about your contact information one more time, if you would.
Okay.
After a quick break here on The Mix.